Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now. Welcome to the Halloween edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and I'm being joined once again by guest co-host, the Lethal Dose Strychnine. I believe I have him on the line. Is that you, Strick? No, I believe that's Larry Goodman's number, isn't it?
It is.
GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's own Larry Goodman. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right. We got a lot of people calling in tonight, so I didn't pay close attention to the number when it first popped up.
That's quite all right.
What are you calling to let us know about this evening?
Well, a couple things just to, you know, talk about. Of course, Anarchy's big show, Fright Night. And I did want to get Strychnine's opinion on that if he's on the line, but it was a tremendous show. But I don't want to interrupt. If you got something else you're going to, I will just sit on hold.
No, still waiting for Strychnine to call. So he should be calling in any second. There he is now. So, yeah, I mean, he had a busy weekend, and Anarchy was one of the things we were going to talk about. But I guess we can start with that. How's it going, Strychnine?
Going very well. I am tired and sore, but it's all part of the game, so I can't bitch.
Well, we have Larry Goodman joining us. He wanted to talk about Fright Night. I'm guessing you have some input for that, but we'll let Larry start.
Well, I was just going to say, it was a tremendous show. Top to bottom, one of the best shows for sure this year in Georgia. And I did want to get Strychnine's opinion on it. I mean, the main event was great. The tornado tag was great. Moore, you know, and Wildside / Billy Buck did it again. Another great match. Really a great show. But what's troubling to me is that, you know, in general, attendance seems just to be, you know, lackluster around the state. But before I get into that, Strychnine, what are your thoughts on the show?
I was impressed top to bottom. I mean, it's always good to see old faces like Gunner and you know, Steven Walters come around, who aren't full-time guys. It's always good to see them come and they're on their game, and which, you know, Gunner and Corey Hollis had an amazing match. I unfortunately didn't exactly get what I wanted out of mine, which was I wanted to beat Anthony Henry. He, little Weasley bastard.
Yeah, but you got another shot in the submissions only the next time around.
Yeah, which is an interesting dichotomy, because it's a little history lesson through both of our careers. He is the only person in my 10-year career to hold a submission victory over me, and vice versa. So this would be an interesting thing just in general. The rest of the show, it was really great. Like I said, the main event, it was hot. The people have been wanting it for a while. You know, it's naturally the two biggest bulls in the company. You got to have them lock horns. And they attempted that before to no avail, because just there was, whenever Jeter and Judas were around each other, it was just mayhem and chaos. So naturally, lock them in a cage. Makes sense. And, yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I'm agreeing with everything you said about the show being great, you know, top to bottom. And the other sad part about, you know, the unfortunate reality about the Anarchy building is because it has been around for so long and people have, you know, the younger crowd has grown up and moved on, a lot of them, and the fact that the building is there, people know it's there, and it's a staple of the little town, it's kind of viewed as passable because if you miss a show, there'll always be another show. That's unfortunately the way I think a lot of people locally look at it. And plus, again, you know, it's been there forever. So people who are uber fans as young teens get addicted to it in their through high school, and then they grow up and, you know, move away. And unfortunately, some of them don't really, and then a lot of them try to get in the ring and they really shouldn't. Cough, 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 Zach Blaine, cough, cough.
But you know, the thing that I don't pretend to have an answer to this, but when I go to Anarchy, I see this, you know, basically the same faces, very few new faces, and then some of the, you know, people who are semi-regulars come out for the big shows, and I see people sacrificing their bodies, like your partner did in that show, Jerry Reimer, and like Nemesis did. People really just, I mean, everyone on the show went all out, and then see people really get physically damaged from going all out, and for so little financial reward in the situation. It's just troubling to me that you know, just the scene in general just doesn't get more due than what it's getting around the state right now. I mean, NW Atlanta, you know, according to Alicia Stockton's report, had 110. UIW, according to what I was told, had 150. And Anarchy, for one of their, you know, a tremendous show, had 150. PCW, for a tremendous show, had, you know, 100. It's just unfortunate that it's not more appreciated when people are putting forth the effort that they're putting forth.
I will definitely agree, you know, as one who's in the ring, and it's, there have been worse times where, you know, the most disheartening thing, even more so than when there's not a big financial payoff, for those of us in the ring, the more disheartening of anything, to me anyway, is wrestling in front of no one.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, and a lot of it's a matter of the promotion, and you have to promote a product. People have to know it's there to want to care and come. I really don't know what actual promotion is being done. I really don't. I live, you know, in the area, if you will. I mean, it takes me seriously about 45 minutes to an hour to get to Anarchy. But I don't, again, local advertising is the best, but I have never seen any tangible promotion of any sort. Therefore, whoever's responsibility that is, they're lacking in such.
Well, and it's a great question. Is it the lack of promotion, or is it, or in a combination of factors, just a cold product in general? I mean, I don't think that WWE is doing any great shakes for their regular house shows either. And I just wonder, is it just, you know, the coldness overall? I mean, Peach State is doing, you know, still pretty good. I mean, you know, still near 300 from what I was told for their last show, and they're doing better than anyone as far as I know. But other than that, it's just kind of unfortunate that, as you say, there's just not more appreciation, and you're not wrestling in front of more people than you are.
Yeah, it really does suck, but it's one of those things, because the business always takes its dives up and down, and the indies, the interest in the indies is always directly disproportional, if you will, to the popularity of the national product. And WWE's, you know, the common entertainment consumer being behind WWE comes and goes, so we can only expect that on our front.
Well, and that said, people who did not come to Fright Night missed one hell of a show. I mean, to see a 400-pound guy taking a choke slam off the top rope, which Jeter did to finish that main event, you know, you're not going to see that every day of the week. You're not going to see Corey Hollis and Gunner, a Texas Tornado.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could go on and on. It was a great show all the way through.
How was alternative pro wrestling on Friday, Strict 9?
Friday show's good. We had a pretty decent crowd. Another one of the things about running in a small town is it made me happy that we had a decent crowd for a different reason. The reason being that usually, locally, the high school football kind of takes our crowd because, like, the big rivalry games between the surrounding counties played. And usually that takes a very, very large chunk of our crowd. This week it didn't. So, but I had a match against Jacob Ashworth, which I lost. Oh, how horrid. Because I no, I'm going to get to why. He is in possession of a briefcase. He's the number one contender anytime, anywhere. I just hit him in the face with the briefcase, referee looking. I didn't care. Oh, Lord, I lost. Woe is me. I knocked him cold, and people lost their minds, and I was like, I lost. I'm sorry. Can you all forgive me? Apparently, they forgave me. The main event was Jean-Pierre and Brandon Parker for, one more time for the North Georgia title, and with a lumberjack stipulation, which those are always mayhem. It was fun, but Brandon retained his title, and it was a good show overall. I mean, left people happy. So that's covered two of the three matches that I've had, two of the five matches I've had this weekend.
Five?
Five.
Damn.
Yeah. Shall I go ahead and tell the rest of the story, Jonathan?
Go ahead.
We do have
three guests tonight, and I think Stupid is on the line, but so
I'll make this quick. Monstrosity, I was in the first match of the show, me against CB Doomsday. The loser had to be the first participant in the Battle Royal that happened right afterward. He kicked me in the nuts and whatever, and I lost. So then the Battle Royal started right then. No rest for the weary. Outlasted 20-plus people, and I won. So that was matches one and two back-to-back of that day. And the winner, i.e. myself, was the number one contender against Dark Mon in the cage, the MCW champion thus far undefeated, and in what was told today was a very, very good high-intensity match that everyone was really happy with. I pinned him. F5-1-2-3. When you put a guy that big down, they don't really get back up. So I'm the new MCW champion. Bam.
There is a. I don't mean to rain on your parade at all, because it was a great match, and that Battle Royal was the best of. I don't think there was a Battle Royal for every single show at Six Flags, but there were probably at least 9 or 10 throughout the course of the month. And that was by far the best Battle Royal of all of them. So, but technically, Dark Mon was never champion. He stole the belt from the rightful champion,
yeah.
Phantom. So I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But either way, you definitely are the current, recognized as the current champion until that is cleared up. And I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
See, the way I feel about it is I'm an honorable guy. If I'm in possession of the belt, that's all well and fine. Casey's a rightful guy, I think, Phantom, I think we should go head-to-head for two reasons. A, find out who the champion is, and B, because I've never went against him. So that's my take on it.
Well, we'll talk more about that, I guess, next week, because MCW's next show at Club Famous is on the 8th. But another guy who you faced a few times at Six Flags, who took on an even clownier persona than usual, is our first guest tonight. I believe he is on the line now, and his name is Tweety, and I think he's one of Larry Goodman's favorites.
Stupid, here, what's up?
I'm sorry, Stupid. Tweety texted
good.
Me and said she is under the weather. So I'm sorry, not Tweety, but Stupid of Stupid and Tweety. How are you doing, Stupid?
I'm cool, man. How about y'all?
What's going on, Stupid?
It's all good, man. What's up?
You silly clowny bastard. How's today treating you?
I don't know. It's been a woozy day, man. It's cloudy.
It's been a whole 24 hours since I punched you in the face. That's a little
yeah.
weird. That's a little weird to me, actually.
Yeah, I got a busted nose and a black eye, and it's because of you.
Well, hopefully that'll heal up by this weekend because you are back for UIW's second consecutive week of action. First of all, how did last Saturday go for UIW?
Oh, it was awesome. I did a TLC for the United States title. Awesome match. Frankie Valentine won in the end. I went through a table. I did my best to get back in. I couldn't pull that off. We had Devon Dudley there. Cage match. Awesome wrestling. It was just a great night. Good show.
And then who are you facing this? Is it this Saturday or Friday?
Saturday. I'll be wrestling Billy Knight.
And do you guys have some history? I haven't heard of any, but...
I am sorry. I got sidewinded. Did you say that again?
Yeah, what's the background for this match between you and Billy Knight?
Oh, well, I've wrestled Billy a lot. I had my 1,000th match with Billy. I owe a lot to the man, but really this was just a match booked. He's, in a lot of ways, I owe Billy a lot. He helped me when I needed help. Billy's been good to me, and I look forward to wrestling him. It's been a while since I have. There's no driven reason that we're wrestling. We just are.
All right. Larry, you've had a few things to say about Stupid in the past. Do you have any questions for Stupid?
Well, I'm curious, and I've become more of a fan in the last few times I've seen you wrestle. I'm just curious how the name Stupid came about, and what was the thought process besides the way you present yourself.
Stating the obvious, isn't that the point here? Sorry.
my entire childhood, I wanted to be called Rockin' Ryan. And I knew I was going to be a wrestler, but I wanted to be Rockin' Ryan. I was hard up about that name. I kind of pushed for it. They wanted me to be called Max Mercury, and I did everything they asked me to do. I got my start jobbing for midgets. I did everything they asked me to do, but I was pushing for that name. I finally got that name, and there was a stable called the Nasty Critters. It was Scum, Scrub, Skidmark, Stoney, Skeeter, Idiot, Cletus, and they kind of wanted me in their group, but they told me the name had to go, and I needed something to credit them, and so I changed my name to Stupid, and that whole stable is long since gone, and I've just kind of been cursed with this name my whole career.
Where did you get start, Stupid?
I got my start at an auction barn in Welburn, Alabama, in the year 1997 on June 5th. There was a midget wrestler that nobody wanted to go under to, and it was my way in. I mean, because that's the only way, really, they would let me start. Nobody really had any interest in me, and that was my way to get into the business.
Who trained you early on?
I never had any one guy to train me, but I learned a lot from Frank Bornhill and from Johnny Slaughter. Johnny Slaughter played a role in my training. And everybody that would come in to the back, from guys that probably y'all never heard of, like Benny the Blade, Iceman, Olin James, I know is kind of around in Georgia. Just absolutely anybody I could get any kind of information from, I would absorb from everybody. I'm sorry I suck at this radio stuff. I'm trying my best, I promise.
When did Tweety come into the picture?
Oh, man. She came in to play like about 3 years into it. She was... just constantly around the show, and she was a lot like me, trying to break in, and we just kind of did it together. I mean, we just kind of made this pact that we was going to go against the grain and be as different as possible. I see too much, and I'm not bashing anybody by saying this, but I see too much of the same, in wrestling, and we just wanted to be as different as possible, and that has worked. And we just kind of formed a group like that, and I don't know how to word it, but we just kind of, yeah, it's worked for us and against us, but just 3 years into it. She started on my birthday in Boaz, Alabama.
I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I didn't get what you were doing until recently, and then when I see the kind of heat you get, it really is impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. What I tell people is one thing pro wrestling has in common with religion is every wrestler will tell you their way of doing it, and they will tell it to you like it is the gospel truth. They will tell you their way is right. And I tell them who really holds the answer are the people that are sitting in the crowd watching you. If you can reach them, if you can reach out to them, if you can draw them in, then you're doing it right. And that's the path we have learned to take. We've learned to take that path. We've learned that whatever draws the fans in, that's the path we're going to go. You know?
I mean, few valets. I'm sorry, if Tweety isn't on the line. Just in the sense of few valets I've seen get as much hatred as she does at ringside sometimes.
Yeah, she's very good. There's a story. I'm not going to use any profanity, but I hope I can say this word. There's a story.
You can use all the profanity you want on this show, dude.
Okay. There's a story where I was doing commentary once at ACW. I wasn't even wrestling. And a wrestler was dogging us out, and he called Tweety slut puppy. When he called her slut puppy, the crowd, like, just came undone, and they just started laughing and making fun of her. And everything came on like a light switch to me at that point. And I knew that, you know, with her, we could draw heat off just kind of, you know, getting the crowd to react to certain things she does because they wanted to call her names. They wanted to make fun of her. You know, they wanted to insult her. So we rode that like a horse. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if absolutely nothing else in this wrestling game, the mantra kind of is get in where you fit in. And if you can find something and make it work for you, even if it's rather unconventional, then by all means do it.
Right, absolutely. I believe pro wrestling needs different. I think wrestlers today are better than they've ever been, despite what, you know, people say it's not as good as it used to be. In a way, they're right. I don't think the product is, but wrestlers today are better than they've ever been. I think there's just too many people that are the same. You know, if people were different, I think the product would even be better. And I'm talking about as a whole. Yeah.
Oh, I'll agree with that point.
I will too.
You have to have some dynamic to make the people remember you. If you're just some guy with a crew cut with kick pads and bike shorts doing flips, you're just like every other guy in kick pads and bike shorts doing flips with a crew cut. Come on.
Right on.
You have to make yourself stand out.
Right on. And I want to say, I don't know if Jonathan's listening. I know I said this to him. I want to say to all of you that were involved with MCW, that thank you. It was an awesome learning experience. It really knocked me off of my game in a positive way. In a positive way, because I had to work from the ground up and figure things out, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I know it got stressful, but thank you for having me. It was great.
Well, I think
doing battle with you.
Absolutely.
I think the Six Flags situation, a lot of people had to figure some things out from the ground up. That was new for everyone involved, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well,
it's definitely different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Stupid, where else do you wrestle aside from UIW? I know you used to do a lot with Peach State. In fact, I believe you and Tweety were involved in a loser eats dog food match similar to the one that Joey Kimmon and Zach Edwards have coming up this weekend for All-Star Wrestling Network.
Yeah.
So I guess that was multiple questions at once, but what was that like, and why do you, I guess the answer is kind of obvious, but why do you think you find yourself in those kind of stipulation matches so often?
That is an actual good question. I like to try challenging things, you know. The idea of doing the dog food match with my Jets, and nobody thought that he would lose. And, you know, the idea of now he has to eat dog food and I'm throwing in his face and he ends up shoving my face into it. I like to make challenges. I like to create obstacles. I don't know. I like to challenge my own mind when it comes to wrestling. And so anytime I can get in those stipulations, I try to be as creative as possible. Why I end up in them, I don't really know the answer to that, because they're booking me in them. But, you know, when approached with them, I do what I can to be creative with them. Yeah. But you also asked me where else I'm wrestling. I wrestle on Pro South on Fridays. UIW, NWA Action, any indie show that will book me. There used to be a time I would wrestle any and anywhere, just absolutely everywhere. If they had a show, I'd go. I've kind of gotten away from that because I guess I'm getting older. But, you know, just wherever will book me, I guess.
I wanted to ask you what it was like wrestling X-Pac.
Oh, that's X-Pac. He was my inspiration getting into the business. As a kid, I watched him on Global, and he looked like he was 14 doing karate on everybody. And I was in karate, and I was a puny kid, and I just so related to him. And he had this he was actually a heel, which, looking back, I would scratch my head on wondering why they did that. But he was actually a heel, and, you know, he just had an attitude about him. And I was so drawn into him, actually getting to wrestle. The guy that brought me into it was something I had never thought would happen for me. And it turns out to be the best match I've ever had with a name. It was awesome. I loved it. I don't know. It was great.
So. Where was that match?
Villa Rica, Bay Springs Middle School. He was passed out in the back. He was sleeping like the whole time, and he woke up. He sat in a chair. He barely even acknowledged me. He farted a few times. He woke up, and he's like, "All right, you ready?" He heard the bell ring, and he was wide awake, you know. And it was once he heard the bell, he was at spot.
And I swear to God, seeing that match, I heard about him sleeping backstage afterwards, and I could not believe it, because when he was in that ring, he was totally on. It was a really good match you had with him.
It was. I didn't think it would be, because he was so out of it. I was kind of stressed out, but. Yeah, once he heard the bell, he woke up.
Yeah, I have a couple out of an X-Pac stories myself. The ones I'm probably not even going to tell on this show. just put it this way: the Gathering of the Juggalos was involved. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah, I hate. I hate.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen, where else will you be in the next few weeks aside from UIW this Saturday?
Well, I'm feuding with Brian Alexander right now in Pro South. I'll actually be there Friday. We're wrestling for the Pro South title. I've got another match coming up soon with Ryan Howe. He was in WWE's Tough Enough, and he also did TNA's Gut Check.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just wherever the road takes me, I guess.
Where are you wrestling Ryan Howe again?
November 16th. Where, I'm not sure, but it's in the Villa Rica, Carrollton area. Yeah.
For UIW?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I think that we're going to do a where he's actually going to try to have a guitar standoff with my band, Bay City Psychos, and I'm not an official member, but when they're at the show, I play with them.
Are the powers that be planning on having Stupid involved with future monstrosity events?
Well, I would love that, but I, at the same time, and this is no disrespect. Villarica Middle School, November 16th. Twitty just told me where I'm wrestling right now. I would love to work with Monstrosity. I think Shane, and I can't say this enough, is a genius. I've never met anybody as driven as he is, and it was awesome to work with him. And yeah, it was creative. I'm easily sidetracked, so I hope I answered your question. I just got sidetracked, so.
A more question for Gianna then, but yeah, well, the powers that be have Stu, because we the regular shows run in bars late night in Atlanta and what have you.
Oh yeah, and I would. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off, but
yeah,
I would
like
love
to. Stupid the clown around is always fun.
Yeah, I would love to work. I would love to work for y'all. You know, if you guys would have me, it's just whatever. You know, if not, I understand. I know how this works. But yeah, anytime that y'all would book me, I'd do what I could to be there. It was a lot of fun. It was awesome.
I have heard that Professor Morte was very pleased with your work, as well as the other clowns that were there.
Even though he hates clowns.
Yeah. Well. Like any good promoter, he understands the necessity for good and evil and things that people like and things that people hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to his zombie apocalypse, and he walked me around backstage, and I don't know. He is such a driven guy. I'm just blown away by him. I've never seen anybody with passion like him. I don't mean to constantly kiss his ass, but literally that's what I'm doing because I don't know. I'm just at all about him. He's awesome. I suck at radio interviews, guys. I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying. I just keep tripping over my own words.
No, it's good, but we do have to get ready for our next guest, and we do need to take a commercial break. So, I want to thank you for calling, Stupid. Tell Tweety we hope she feels better soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. It's been good talking with you guys.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace out.
See you around, Stupid.
Rock on.
Yup.
All right, well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're talking to Nature Boy Paul Lee, and then after that... We have, Ace Rockwell from Empire, who I understand speculation is that he's going to retire this Saturday at their show. Larry, are you going to stay on for those guests?
If those guys are on, I would like to be on, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. My name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and this week I'm joined by two guest co-hosts. One is the Lethal Dose Strychnine, and the other is Georgia Wrestling History's Larry Goodman. And our next guest is none other than the Nature Boy, Paul Lee. How are you tonight, Paul?
Woo! Hey, I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I would imagine Halloween is a fun time for you. But, I mean, you kind of are playing dress-up all year, in a sense, aren't you?
I play 24/7. I like to just have fun all the time, if you know what the Nature Boy is saying.
Halloween is the time of year where everybody else in the world is trying to be me, just saying.
I look in the mirror all the time and say, man, I look great. Everybody wants to be just like the Nature Boy. And even my old pal Rick says, you do Nature better than I do. And I said, well, that's because I'm younger than you, Rick.
Well, you did bring Fifi the Maid, the actual Fifi the Maid, to Six Flags. So I guess you're doing it. You're definitely doing it right.
She said she also wanted me to tell you she thank you for for letting her come. She enjoyed herself. She brought her kids to the park. They had fun. And so from her through me, I'm telling you thank you, and she really enjoyed herself.
Oh, glad to hear that. But now that Six Flags is over for MCW, you've got a big show this Saturday. Is AWN... Is that American Wrestling Federation? Is that what it stands for?
Yes, the American Wrestling Federation, World of Wild. The AWF has been running since 1980. I took over the AWF in 1989. It was previously owned by Mickey Gilly, what some people don't realize, out in Pasadena, Texas.
All right. So what do you have going on this Saturday there?
Oh, we got a big card. Me and I'll be tag teaming with my old pal, Big Luke Gallows, and we'll be taking on the tag team champions of Johnny Rock and Iron Man. So everybody in Ringo, Georgia knows when the Nature Boy is in the house, you never know what might happen. I caught a guy's crotch on fire last time.
All right. Wonder if Luke has ever got around to that Tommy Rich seminar.
Tommy Rich seminar. Did you learn anything?
Inside, it's an inside joke.
Yeah, we had Tommy Rich on last week because he was doing Southern Fried Championship Wrestling this past weekend, where Luke Gallows was doing a seminar.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
So Tommy had some comical things to say about the prospect of Luke Gallows teaching a seminar.
Well, you know, a bunch of the old school guys, they kind of look down on some of the guys like Luke Gallows and all, but let me make it clear. I've been in this business for 30 years, and Luke Gallows is one of the hardest working guys I ever saw in my life. As far as, everybody has their days, but this guy, I've wrestled him, and then I tag team with him. We've been overseas together. There ain't nothing he won't do. I've been on matches with some guys that you see on TV, even old school guys. They don't want to do nothing. They get lazy. The way I look at it, when I get to the point where I go to the ring and don't want to do nothing but a headlock, then it's time to retire.
Well, how often do you have – well, first of all, you've had Ric Flair at a couple of your shows recently, and a lot of people didn't believe until he showed up, until the picture showed emerged on Facebook. But how did you make that happen? Are you actually friends with Ric?
I'm actually personal friends with Ric. He's been at my show 3 times this year, and we're on a show together next month in Rome, Georgia. He's going to be we're going to be doing a meet and greet, and he's going to manage me when I wrestle Gunner in Rome on November 16th. But yeah, I got a lot of messages saying, why are you putting on this card saying that Ric Flair going to be there when he isn't, blah, blah, blah. You know, I hate the non-believers, you know. You got so many, within so many miles of our show, we've been running since 1989, within so many miles, we got several shows, which, you know, I don't say nothing bad about any shows. Your product speaks for itself. You know, I hope that everybody that goes to an indie show, that the promoters will put on the best show they can. Because if you get one bad person going to a show and it's a crappy bullshit show, they won't come back to none of them. And we, you know, I'll be honest, when we brought Ric Flair in, we charged $35 a ticket and sold out and turned over 300 people away. Some of these, I even got comments from these people that are running these $5 shows and saying, you shouldn't be charging that much for an indie show. Will you tell me where else you're going to go see Ric up front and personal? You know, so I made it happen, you know, and I got a big surprise come the spring at my Wrestle Jam Shoot 2 show. It's going to be in Ringo, Georgia. It's going to have somebody real big also.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll let us know here on Georgia Wrestling Now as soon as you're ready to reveal that.
I put it, it's going to be somebody that Vince McMahon wants, and he can't even get him, but he's going to come and do the show for the Nature Boy, Paul Lee. It's going to be a big surprise when I announce it.
All right. Well, we do have another guest tonight. We kind of overbooked the show. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about your show this weekend. And then I believe you and Dragula are teaming up again to take on the Wolfman the following weekend. Is that right? At MCW?
Yes. We'd be down at the famous pub and everybody come out and have a party with the Nature Boy. Because me and Dragula, we're going to be ready for the Wolfman. Oh!
Before we let you go, Larry, did you have anything for the Nature Boy?
Yeah, I was curious, who else is on the card for Saturday, November 2nd? Who else is on the show?
We actually got a ladies' match, Amber O'Neill. She's from the Carolinas. She's going to be taking on the local Tiffany Rock. Then we got Winner. They're going to be there. It's a local group. They're real good. We got Jason Unknown going to be in a casket match. And there are about 5 more matches. It's going to be a full card. It's going to be a good show, real good show. Tickets, $12. For ringside, $10 general admission. You can go to awfwow.com for tickets. Should be a sellout.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling, Paul. And good luck this weekend, and good luck the following weekend as well.
Okay, buddy. Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all take it easy, and woo! And they sure see you later.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, while we're waiting for our last guest of the night, I wanted to let everyone know that this Saturday, I guess you know about this too, Larry, this Saturday, Georgia Wrestling History is announcing this year's inductions into its Hall of Fame. I guess that will be at, will that be at the dwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com site?
Oh, you mean the nominees for the year?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Is that the nominees, not the actual?
I don't think it's the awards. I hope not.
Let me check. Let me check. Yes, the new Hall of Fame class will be announced. No, that's Rich Tate.
I'm sorry, the Hall of Fame. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're correct. You're correct. I was thinking about the awards for the year. No, you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah, the awards, that comes later. That's the beginning of the year, isn't it?
My mistake, yes. That'll be right around the first. Yes, so this will be the Hall of Fame. Correct.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Our third and final guest of the night is Ace Rockwell, and I'm guessing Strychnine and Larry know a good bit about this guy.
A little.
We're familiar with each other, despite the fact we have never shared the ring together. So.
Well, it sounds like that may not happen, because my understanding is he suffered a concussion a few months ago. In a match against Jimmy Rave, and he's had ongoing issues with that, and it is speculated he's going to announce his retirement this Saturday at Empire Pro Wrestling, but from what I understand, he hasn't been granting interviews or answering questions until now, so let's welcome him to the show. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay.
What's going on?
What's up, Larry? Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
It better be. Yeah, I mean, you don't call anymore. You don't write. I mean, I kind of feel jaded. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, Ace, tell us a little bit first of all about this big show on Saturday. A lot of big matches that I saw on the poster for it.
Sure. Empire Pro Wrestling, not to be confused with the other Empire in Rossville, Georgia. It's ran by a former wrestler in Drew Delight. He owns it, runs it, and it's been up and going for a few years now, and it's really turned the corner here the past, I'd say, year to 2 years. The booking team's real strong, and through connections and stuff like that, especially with the Chattanooga area, it's been really fortunate to get guys like Sean Timbers and Tank and Andrew Alexander, and pull some guys from Nashville like Seven, guys from Alabama like Christian Haim, Kyle Matthews in the Atlanta area, and it's really picking up steam. And this is the second annual Chasing the Grail. And this year's main event is going to be the champion Tank versus Sean Tippers, who I'm sure you guys are both. Wait, still there?
Hello? We're still here. Are you still there?
Yeah, it kind of got jumbled on my end, so I wasn't sure if it was cutting off or not.
Yeah, we're all here. So, yeah, Tank
still
and
here.
Sean Timbers, everybody knows those guys.
Yeah, and there's going to be a tag team gauntlet with Lamar Phillips, Flynn. There's the Young Dragons, who I'm sure you guys aren't really familiar with. But there's a lot of young talent in our tag team division that a lot of people may not be familiar with. And there's Bobby Hayes, who just turned on Logan Alvey a couple shows ago. It's Christian Hayne versus Seven, and a match that I'm looking more forward to than anything is a kid named Ryan Vega versus Johnny Viper. And I know that you guys may not be too familiar with him, but Johnny Viper has come a long way since I first watched him in the ring. He's not a lot to look at, but he's pretty athletic. Real workhorse, not afraid of much. And then Ryan Vega is a very young, green, hungry kid who is not your stereotype wrestler. He's kind of got the Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, you know, look going for him, and I think he's going to be pretty good. I'm excited to see that match.
All right, and then you've got a big announcement you're making yourself at this show. I don't know if you – I'm guessing you don't want to spoil it here, but can you give us some indication as to what that will be?
I'm not gonna give the indication. I did suffer a pretty bad concussion back in June. It's actually for a show at Empire's Building, but it was ran by Pro Wrestling Chattanooga, and I was wrestling Jimmy Rave, and I just took a really, really nasty kick to the head, and it was a little more severe than I thought it was. Matter of fact, that weekend after it happened, I had my stepson's baseball tournament, and I'm the head coach of his baseball team at the 10-year-old select team. And I got sick on a Sunday and had all the concussion symptoms that you can imagine, the throwing up, the headaches and everything, and I went and got checked out, and it put me on the shelf for a while. And then I guess I was about 5-6 weeks, and I came back to wrestle Matt Fortune, and we've had some pretty good wrestling matches, which led to some shenanigans by him and Team Temptation, and had a street fight with Matt, and I don't know if you guys have seen the video or not, but I had another concussion where I took a German onto some chairs, and my head really smacked against the back of him. So.
I understand exactly how all of that feels, just saying it. It's no joke at all. Unfortunately, I can say I feel your pain.
And Strychnine's right. We have not been in the ring together, but I'm very familiar with Strychnine, and I've seen Strychnine take a lot of crazy bumps, a lot of unnecessary things, but he's a tough cat, and I respect him, and I'm very interested to see what's going to happen at APW and Anarchy with you, man.
Well, thank you very much. It is very weird considering we've shared several locker rooms when I was doing NWA Chattanooga, as well as Wildside/Anarchy, and we have never crossed paths. So if there's a future. Before you can get past all these head injuries, down the road, perhaps maybe that'll happen.
Yeah, we'll definitely see about that. I've got, one of the biggest announcements of my career this Saturday, and I'll let everybody this Saturday what my intentions are, and we'll go from there. But I hope if there's anyone from the North Georgia area or Chattanooga area that would. That doesn't have anything going on. They may not have seen an Empire show. Please come out. Give it a try. It's only $5 to get in, and that's it's cheap considering some other shows. And I definitely think you'll get your money's worth. And I respect the locker room there, and they all work hard to give their all. Most of these guys know it's not going anywhere else. But they love what they do. It's just like anything else. I mean, if you're going to do something, put 100% effort into it, and these guys all do that.
All right. Well, go ahead, Larry.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't know about your announcement, but I for one, plan on going. I told Andy I was going to come up and check out Empire, and I, for sure I'm going to do that now. And I was just wondering, do you have any how long have you been wrestling now?
It'll be 13 years. What is today's date, actually? Today's the
28th, right?
Okay, 13 years 2 days ago. And that was the first time myself and Sean Tempers all graced the wrestling ring, and it's been a lot of fun. And it definitely doesn't seem like 13 years, because I actually got to thinking about it a month or so ago, and it hasn't been consecutively, don't get me wrong. I've definitely taken my time away, but a guy that's fluctuated between, 170 pounds to 205 pounds, I'm relatively small. I'm right at, 5'11", 6 feet. And, just like guys, like, I can't imagine the punishment. And they'll probably never admit it right now, maybe Punk, but, guys like Punk and Daniel Bryan, relatively small guys, I can't imagine what their bodies go through on a night-in, night-out basis, because I know what mine's gone through, and I have not wrestled nearly as much as those guys.
When you look back over 13 years, any particular regrets or appreciations that come to mind for you?
A lot of guys will say, I don't regret anything. Everything happens for a reason. There are definitely things that I think I could have handled better business-wise in wrestling. Sometimes I let my anger or attitude at a situation push me over the top, and I just walk away. And, when you're hungry and young and you just want the opportunity and it's not given to you, it's hard to swallow. Especially when I felt like I was in the best shape of my life, year 8 through 10, down at Anarchy, this is coming off the Thatcher camp, and I really felt like I was hitting on all cylinders. I had what I felt like were some of the best matches of my career against Shatter, who, Gunner in TNA, Sean Tempers for the North American title. And I felt like I wasn't getting opportunities that others were getting, so I just, as they say, took my ball and went home, and that was a bad decision on mine. And, I'm trying to repair all that now. Things that I appreciate, guys like Bill Behrens, who took the time to teach me how to work a TV match. He took the time to give me a character, build my character. Guys like Todd Sexton, guys like Andrew Alexander, I appreciate. Because Andrew and I butt heads all the time because we're the same person. And I have an appreciation for what he's done and is doing at Empire. Guys like Tank, guys like Tank and Iceberg stepped up and gave Sean Timbers and I a chance at NWA Wildside when we would knock on the door and beat it down, and no one at that time wanted to give us an opportunity. But they went to bat for us and got us in the door. So I definitely appreciate guys like that, Jimmy Rave. It's been a great time, and I really appreciate my time with wrestling. So I hope that kind of answers your question, even though I ranted a little bit.
It does. Thank you.
I very much remember being a trainee and being a much smaller kid in the audience wearing this mask I made out of duct tape. watching a lot, a very much smaller Ace Rockwell and a much chubbier Sean Timbers getting the dog piss beaten out of them by Tank and Iceberg. First time I'd ever seen the two of them.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably remember all factors entailing, and it was just, I was sitting there watching, it's like, they're the first guys I've ever seen get beat in the door. And I thought about it, it's like, you know, if they didn't earn this tonight, then they never will. And, you know, that night, it's as hard of a way to come in as it was, you know, they're there ever since. And, until, you know, parted ways, but, I mean, that was just, I had a vivid, vivid memory of this.
That while it was fun, it was not fun. Because you really, anybody that knows Tank and Iceberg, there's not too much choice you have when you're wrestling them. You can either go with it or you can be made to go with it. And if you choose
the ring with them, so yeah.
If you choose the latter, it's only going to be worse for you. So I learned early on to just go with it, and those guys respect you more for it. And, you know, I've been in the ring with Tank, you know, a few times, and sometimes I even got so stubborn as to actually tell him, and he, you know, he'll tell a story every now and then where we've been in the ring together, and he's, you know, laying those forearms on me, and am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if I was allowed to curse or anything, but I called him a fucking pussy, and he proceeded to beat the absolute dog shit out of me. and I never did that again because we got back to the back, and he said, "What is your problem?" And I go, "I don't know. I don't know. I was just feeling it." And he said, "Well, you're not feeling too much now, are you?" Because I was in the back holding my head. I had this long knot on the side of my head, and I never, ever, ever said anything to him like that again.
Congratulations. I've noticed a pattern of head injuries from the beginning of your career, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's been a nice. I've been fortunate. I mean, I know that, you know, and I say fortunate, but I haven't really had a ton of injuries. And I know I've been fortunate enough to be at a bunch of shows where, you know, Larry has written up reports of shows, and I don't think that other than breaking my wrist in three places and some concussions. I mean, I've been legitimately knocked out in the ring two times, once by Jeremy Vane and then once by the Lost Boys. But I'll say this, going on Larry Goodman real quick. When Timbers and I first came to Wildside, and I'm gonna, I guess, quote-unquote, mark out for a second, Timbers and I were so excited that we were going to get Larry Goodman to write a report about us. And NAWA came to a couple shows, and then we wrestled Jay Fury and Nick Halen, I believe. At our first Wildside show, and it was like 6 or 7 minutes. And I remember reading the report the next day, and I called Timbers and I'm like, "Hey, man, he didn't rip us. He didn't tear us a new asshole. We're okay." And and that was the beginning of, you know, that just, you know, I don't know if you know how much your reports do mean to some of the boys, because I know you get ripped sometimes on the stuff you ride in your honest opinion. But, you know, I think if you polled 90% of the rest, you know, 100% of the rest, but I think 90% of them would appreciate everything that you've done, and those that get mad can just suck one, because they're probably getting ripped because they deserve getting ripped.
Well, I mean, thanks for saying that, but you, I mean, I was in your guys' corner back from NAWA. I mean, that's where I really got to enjoy you guys, was when you were there. But I, and I said this before, but particularly about Tempers, I mean, when I first saw that guy, I said, "This guy's not going anywhere." But he sure proved me wrong.
he's proved a lot of people wrong and keeps proving people wrong. You know, his biggest supporters, you know, have always been Jeff G. Bailey and Dan, and I've always been a big supporter because he's, you know, he's one of my best friends, and I've always wanted to see him do well, and it meant the world to me to be able to wrestle that final match and give him the North American title because I wanted that match to be a finals match, to, you know, someone watched it to be like, oh, man, this guy's awesome, you know, because I was stepping away again, and, you know, I wanted him to have that. He deserved it, and he deserved everything that he's been.
Cool. Well, you still there, Ace?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, we are out of time for the night, but I do appreciate it. Look forward to finding out what your announcement is this Saturday. Yeah, just thanks for calling, giving us a little bit of info on your career.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you having me on. Larry, I appreciate it. Strychnine, it's good talking to you. And
likewise.
Larry, I'll see you on Saturday, man.
I will see you Saturday, sir.
All right, you guys take it easy. Thank you.
All right, have a good night. Strychnine, are you going to be anywhere this weekend or the following weekend?
This weekend, just Friday, I'm doing APW, and that's it. I'm taking a – I was actually offered a spot on this show that Ace is going to be on, but next Monday is my birthday, so I'm doing my my party Saturday night. And then the following weekend, I've got Anarchy on Friday, and I'm going to haul ass down to be at MCW later that Friday. And then I've got my my one-on-one showdown with Anthony Henry the following night. So that's my agenda.
Well, happy birthday if I don't talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, do you plan on calling in next week, or are you going to take the night off? not that you're
actually
permanent co-host.
Yeah, I may call in and say, "Hey, I've been offered to some people who are going up to Greenville to Monday Night Raw. They had an extra ticket and said it's your birthday. You're coming with us." So that's what I'm doing.
All right, as you should. Well, I believe Johnny Danger said he will be back next week. So. We'll be okay on this end. and I have no idea who the guests are next week, so we will just have to figure that out over the next few days. But we will be back next week. And in the meantime, I will be guest co-hosting Beyond Ringside's To Be Determined show with Enoch. And I believe Simon Sermon is the only guest this Wednesday. So that should be fun.
Okay. That should be interesting.
And Larry, of course, you're welcome to call in. I don't know the details of that show because it's not my show, but I'm sure Enoch has it somewhere on Facebook or whatever. There's also beyondringside.com, I believe it is, that has all that info. But anyway, we've run a little over our normal hour time, but we'll be back next week, and I appreciate Strychnine filling in again, and Larry, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right, we'll talk to everyone later.
Awesome sauce. Cheese crackers.